Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another installment of the Nelly and Josh podcast. We have your hosts here today. I'm Nelly.
And I'm Josh.
And we are so excited to have you listening to us today.
That was perfect. That was really
great.
Thank
you. Thank you.
So Dom's not here.
No, he's not here today.
He ditched us, which is, it's okay. We're going to persevere without him. And to start, I think we should, it's right that we talk trash about him.
Yes, absolutely. That is actually the main reason I came on the pod today, was for this trash talking opportunity.
Do you have anything you want to get off your chest, like right now?
I am feeling a little like, what's the word? Dissed that he's not here. Because this is actually, Josh, I'm going to let a little secret out to the crowd. This is actually a reschedule of another one we were supposed to do with him. That he also skipped. So this is actually two chances to pod with me that he has skipped. Mm-hmm. And I am feeling very hurt by it.
Yeah.
I want the crowd to know I'm hurt.
They should know. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's doing to this podcast and this brand that we've built.
Yeah. I don't think his listeners deserve it.
No. Our reputation's taking a hit. Luckily, you were able to step in today to be, you know, the host.
I know, phew.
And I'm still here, but, you know, I need somebody to be with me for this.
Yeah, and you know, you think you can count on a person.
You think so? And then, you know what they do? Cheat on the New York Times mini crossword.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. He would whip out times like 30 seconds, 32 seconds on things that took me like 2 minutes to do. And I'm like, how are you doing this? And then he said those words. I use auto check.
Wait, so he would send his times to you?
Yeah, because we both do the New York Times. That's how I found out about this scandal, is because we do the New York Times mini and we send our times to each other in the mornings. And his times were always so much better than mine. And I was like, how is he that much better at crosswords than me? And I'm a very competitive person. So of course I did some digging. And he said those words to me. He said, I use auto check.
Do you know why he uses auto-check?
Because he wants to be fast.
He wants to be fast, but his other excuse was that sometimes he can't spell the word. It's five letters.
Five letters, Dom.
If you can't spell it, it's the New York Times isn't for you, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just can't believe, you know, I guess I don't mind that he used the auto-check, but I just can't believe the audacity that he doesn't call that cheating. Like, just own up to it. It's cheating, and that's okay.
Yeah.
If you just call it cheating, call it what it is.
I mean, if you're sending your times in to somebody else and you're comparing, I'm assuming you guys are comparing. You're not just like,
yeah, we were like, because I would be like, how are you doing this so much? Because there's one that took me 4 minutes that he got in like 50 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I was like getting the wrong words and I didn't really, like, you know,
despicable. It's just,
again, you think you know a person and then they ditch you twice for the pod and they use auto check. On the New York Times mini. What's next? You know, I will, you know, this might out me as a cheater. I will say, to Dom's credit, he also sends me his Wordle every day, and I send him my Wordle every day. And I did use his Wordle today because I know his starter word. And so I used his graph. And since I know his starter, I was able to get it in one today because it took him two. But I knew what his starter was, so I kind of used his starter to help me. So I don't know if that's cheating or not.
I mean,
we could probably have a debate about that.
Because there still was effort from you to work what his starting word was and then figure out what the actual word was.
Yeah, and I did that with my dad the other day too.
Okay, yeah, you're cheating. But
I think that's a little bit of cheating, but I don't think it's as bad as the auto check.
I don't think so either. And was he not suspicious when you sent him that you got it in one?
No, he was pretty suspicious.
Oh, okay. I'm glad he caught on.
He wasn't like impressed. He was kind of like, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
But anyway, Dom's not even here, so we shouldn't even be talking about him.
Yeah,
I'm kind of done talking about him already. If he's not going to be here, he doesn't get the time of day.
You know what we can talk about?
What?
Our first and only time meeting.
We can talk about that. And it's so funny that we both, it feels like we're reflecting on this like independently recently.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
I remember vaguely. You know, I will say I remember meeting Gar. I met him at Dom's house in 2019. I know, the same day I met you. And the reason I remember Gar more distinctly is because there's actually a video of us snorting milk, like, up our noses or something. Like, we had straws and we were drinking the milk, like, up our noses. I wonder, Gar, if you're listening to this, I want you to text me and tell me if you remember that. Because there is a video footage of it. And if you need the video, I have it still. So, like, I remember that. And then Dom had to, like, remind me that people came over later to play Trivial Pursuit. But once he reminded me of that, I was like, oh, yeah, like, Josh was there. And I think maybe Ellery was there. And I had done a podcast with her. So I think I've actually met her in real life, too. There were, like, some other people that I guess were there. But I did remember when he said Trivial Pursuit, I was like, oh, I remember Josh being there.
I mean, honestly, it's better. All I remember is being in Dom's room and you being there. I remember nothing else from that day.
Oh, I just remember we played Trivial Pursuit. I don't know if that was in his room or if it was downstairs.
Probably in his room.
But I do remember we played it. There was a little group of us. And if you're listening to this, viewers, we could not... I, like, can't believe we've only met in person once and it was 5 years ago. Because I literally feel like we are, like, just as good of friends as I am with, like, some of my friends from college, who I've obviously hung out with in person multiple times. Like, it's just so funny to me.
While I was going through this and thinking about this, I was like, I don't think I have a better friend in my life that I've only met once. I can't think of somebody that I've met once and felt like I know to an extent of, like, that I know you.
I agree with that. No, but we like talk a lot. And I'm trying to think too, like, I think that there's, right now in my life, there's not that many people I've only met once that I feel like I'm, like, very good friends with.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty odd, I feel like. I think the Dom and Josh questions probably help.
Well, yeah, you know, since I get to engage with you guys every day.
I know, so fun.
I know, I love the Dom and Josh question of the day. And actually, I've been excited because I pitched a few questions that have been used already this year.
Yeah, do you have any more?
I'm sure I have a list I could come up with and send your way if you're feeling stumped. A lot of them were Post Malone related, the ones I sent to, I think it was either you or Josh, or you or Dom, or both of you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we'll probably do a Post Malone. No, we did do a Post Malone one.
You did what your favorite song was, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how big our fan base is. I don't know the Venn diagram of Post Malone fans and Dom and Josh fans. I think it's just one.
Yeah, and it's me.
Yeah, I think it's just you.
Yeah, and I'm the number one Dom and Josh fan, and I'm the number one Post Malone fan. So when I'm a fan of something, I'm always on top.
Yeah, you know, you're all in. Is that self-proclaimed for both of those? Or
it is. They are both self-proclaimed, but I will say that the Dom and Josh one has been corroborated by Dom. He has called me the number one Dom and Josh fan. So I'm not trying to start fights with everybody else, and I don't want to drop your listener base because they get jealous, but I have been told by one of the hosts that I am the number one fan.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's hard to beat, like, my mom.
I know. Your parents, they're dedicated.
She's a day one. Like, she was a Josh fan in 2000 when I was born.
Yeah.
But as far as the account, I do feel like you're definitely up there.
I comment every day.
You do. You do.
I love it. But also, so do your parents.
Yeah, but sometimes I force them to.
Oh. Wow, this is new information, listeners. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, we live together, so.
How come they're not on the pod?
I've asked them.
And they say no?
I think they would have to be on it would be hard to get them on.
Oh my gosh, Josh's parents, if you're listening to this, I want you on the pod. I'll even co-host it again, if I'm allowed to, if I don't get fired after today.
Well, I don't think you'll get fired. I mean, if Dom ever comes back anyway. Like,
I know. If he ever decides to come back to the Dom and Josh pod. Oh, I'm sorry. The Nelly and Josh pod.
The Nelly and Josh pod. I do think Gar would be offended if you were the permanent co-host.
I know. But he's had a lot of features. He's had more features than me.
Well, yeah. At this point, he is, like, basically a member of the podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay, Gar, don't let that go to your head.
He knows. He knows.
I know. He knows.
But speaking of Dom and Josh and social media, you run your own social media account. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I do. I run a little page on Instagram. It's called Run the 50 _. And yeah, the underscore thing is really annoying. There's like a whole backstory to why I have to have the underscore, but whatever. But yeah, I run a little Instagram page. It's about my running journey. So listeners, if you don't know anything about me or my running, I'm running a half marathon in all 50 states in America. And I actually, Josh, just crossed a huge milestone. Yep. And I ran my 25th state, which was Hawaii. Thank you very much. I ran Hawaii a couple weeks ago. And that was state 25. It was my 37th half, because I've ran a couple in states more than once. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm halfway through the journey. I run my little Insta. I talk about running and school, because I'm a teacher. Talk about mental health and just like taking care of yourself and just running and all my little adventures I go on.
And also, let me say, on the Dom and Josh scale, your Instagram is not like small. Like, you've got it's, like... Maybe on Instagram scale.
On Instagram like scale, on this... it's small. On the Dom and Josh pod scale, it's probably big.
Yeah, it's quite large. Because what do you got, like 2,000 something followers?
Yeah, I just hit 2,200 the other day.
Wow, incredible.
It's taken a long time to get that, though.
When did you start? 2019?
2019, so it's been 5 years. It's kind of plateaued, though. Like, I would say I hit 2,000, like, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, it's very, it, like, I gained a lot in the first 2 or 3 years, and then it just kind of plateaued, which, like, whatever. I don't have time to be a content creator. I tell my students at school every day that I just want to quit and be a content creator, but I don't because I signed a contract. But that's, like, what I would love to do is be a little content creator.
Well, I love the content that you make, all the little videos of the runs and stuff like that.
Thank you very much.
Makes me want to go out to Washington or Oregon or...
Yeah, well, you should. You're invited anytime. Any and all Dom and Josh listeners are invited to Portland, Oregon, anytime you want, and you can stay with me, and we can hang out, and I can take you on my little adventures, and it can be so fun.
Incredible. How many of the followers of yours, like, do you personally know? You can give a percentage.
Well, personally, about 200, like, that are, like, crossovers between my personal account and Run the 50. But then, like, so that's, like, probably 200. And then there's probably another 50 to 100 that I would say, like, are friends of friends or, like, I met through Instagram and I consider them, like, an Instagram friend.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rest are just random people. I don't know. Or, like, third-degree friends or something like that.
Yeah.
I would say at least 1,000 are just, like, randoms or bots or something. My friend actually did, a social media check for me the other day because I was curious if it was a lot of bots. And he said that it was like my like score was an 86, which is like really good. It means you don't have that many bots.
Does that just mean 86% are not bots, or is there something?
No,
more?
I don't know what this rating means, but 86 was quote very good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it sounds like my Instagram's in okay shape. I do wish my engagement was a little bit higher, but that's just because I don't play to the algorithm the way Instagram wants me to.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to beg my mom to answer some of the questions on Dom and Josh, and she's my mom, so.
Well, I have Dom and Josh marked as a favorite on Instagram, so you guys actually, when you post, pop up first for me.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you get, like, a little orange star next to your name, and then all, like, if you don't, like, whenever you check Instagram, anytime a favorite has posted, they show up first with the little star, so that you see all their stuff before anyone else's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why if it seems like I'm, like, commenting fast, it's because when I go on Instagram, you guys are on the top.
Yeah. Interesting. We'll have to push for people to do that. Actually, no, we won't. But so why'd you start Run the 50?
Good question. I started Run the 50 after I ran one half marathon. Or no, I ran two half marathons. And I was like, wow, running is like actually fun because I used to hate it. I was like never a cross-country runner in school. And I hated it. And I was like, this is stupid. Why do people like to run? And then in college, a couple of my friends ran a half and they were like, you should try it. And I was like, okay, if you guys can do it, I can do it. And then I ran it and I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And then I ran a second one and I was like, oh, that was kind of fun. And then I was like, well, you know, I already want to try to go to every state. So wouldn't it be cool to like run in every state now that I love running so much?
Yeah.
And then the dream was born in my college townhouse kitchen. In 2018, I said, I'm going to run a half marathon in all 50 states. And now, 5 years later, I'm halfway done.
Was there any point, or has there been any point, where you, like, regretted committing to it?
No, because it's such, like, a drawn-out dream, you know? Like, It's going to take years and years and years. And so there's no point where I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have started. It definitely at times, like, I don't know, like, I just want to be done. Like, I want to say I did it already. And so just the fact that I still have probably like years ahead of me to do it kind of like overwhelms me. But it is fun and it's a journey. And I have to just remember that, like, the fun part is doing it, right? So when I'm done, I'm going to say, oh, I missed this. So I'm trying to just like enjoy the process, as they say.
Have you had a favorite state so far?
My favorite state, well, so I have favorite states and I have favorite races because they're different. Because like Hawaii, of course, is one of the favorite states, but I actually did not like the course I ran at all. And then like New York is like a whatever state, but I really liked the course. And so, and then Montana was nice. Me and my mom ran a DIY. So sometimes I don't run like official races. I do a DIY, which is where I run 13.1 miles on my own. And my mom and I did a DIY in Montana in Glacier National Park. So that was fun.
Oh, that's incredible.
That was a really cool one. And then like Oregon is one of my favorite states, but the half I ran years ago was like not that exciting. And then I liked Maine's course, and Maine is a nice state.
So what makes a good course?
Well, what makes a good course for me is if it's just like a giant loop or it's an out and back. What I don't, or if it's a point to point. The only thing I really hate, and this has happened on multiple races I've done so far, is when it's like a multi-loop course. And so you like run past the start line like more than once before you're done. Or like you run past the finish line. And that's what Hawaii was. Like it was just three loops around a park and like a couple offshoots here and there. But like that's what New Hampshire was. That's what Delaware was, I'm pretty sure. Or no, Delaware was an out and back, but it was just like a weird out and back. But I like out and backs because they feel shorter because you're like, oh, it's only 6.5 miles. Then I turn around. And then I like giant loops and point to points because then it's like you never do the same thing twice.
Have you ever gotten lost?
No, I don't think I've gotten lost. Usually the trails are pretty well marked. There was one half I ran in Virginia that like was so poorly marked that it was actually 14 miles instead of 13. And so you just felt like you were lost because your watch was buzzing already for halfway and like you weren't turning around. But I've gotten kind of more used to that because I run trail races now. And so like trail races are never marked perfectly. So no, I've never gotten lost that I can think of off the top of my head. And I will say, Josh, so listeners, in case you were wondering, Josh and I do actually have some big beef between us that maybe we should hash out today.
Yeah, I am interested to hear about this.
So Dom and Josh, as you guys might know, posted a question the other day on their Insta, and they said, rank the New England states in order from best to worst. And I did put Massachusetts last, which got me a lot more flack than I expected because I didn't know that it was an unpopular opinion to have Massachusetts last. But readers and listeners, I want to know what you think. So make sure you leave some comments below. What is so good about Massachusetts? So Josh, I'll give you the floor. What is so good about Massachusetts?
Well, let me first start off by saying the population of the Dom and Josh community is probably 60% from Mass. So you're already at a disadvantage when you go.
Already at a disadvantage.
That being said, from my own personal experience, Massachusetts has two different sides to it, right? It's got Eastern Mass, which is Boston, which is one of, I haven't been to a lot of cities. I also haven't traveled a lot. So this is, in some ways, this is my mind in a box of not seeing a lot of the country, a lot of the world. So Massachusetts could suck. I'm not saying it doesn't. Well, I am. But it's also got Western Mass, which is like farmy and hilly, and you got the Berkshires and a bunch of nice hiking spots and like really like earthy, crunchy like towns with farms. But then it also again has, it's got Cape Cod, it's got Boston. It has like almost has like three different states in one.
Interesting.
And I'm okay with you not having Massachusetts at your first. Like I can understand that. I personally like New Hampshire. I used to go there as a kid. You know, the White Mountains are beautiful. Connecticut? What do you like about Connecticut?
I have to say Connecticut is like, for some reason, I like love Connecticut. And I will say, though, I am a little biased. My grandparents lived in Connecticut when I was growing up. So I went there for like holidays and like in the springtime. And like, I just was always there for like fun things. And so like, I don't know why, but Connecticut, for some reason to me, is just like such a nice little state. And I will say the Massachusetts thing, for some reason, is just like deep rooted within me. Like, for, I think I like grew up being told that like Massachusetts taxes are way too high. And why would anybody live in Massachusetts? Because I grew up in New Hampshire, which is sales tax, income tax free. So I just feel like that was like the rhetoric was, why would you live in Massachusetts if you could live in New Hampshire? And so for some reason, I do think it's a bit of a deep rooted thing. But like, it's one of those things where I'm just like, because it's been in like, I'm just like, I've always not liked Massachusetts. But I do think Massachusetts has some nice parts. Like, I do love Boston, obviously. Go Red Sox. And I do like parts of Western Mass that I've been to. I thought Longmeadow was very nice when I was there.
Longmeadow's not bad.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, my dad grew up in the North Shore, so I love the North Shore. So there are definitely redeeming parts of Massachusetts. But also, I don't think I've spent like that much time in it other than like going to family things, other than just like driving through it. So I don't know.
Where did you do your half in?
I did my half in New Bedford. And this is what I was going to loop all the way back to. So even though you and I have some beef about Massachusetts that I don't know, maybe we'll get resolved, maybe won't. I will say the half I ran in Massachusetts was one of my favorites.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was.
Your claims are baseless. Like, you really don't.
They
have
are
much.
A little baseless. They're definitely a little baseless.
Interesting.
But it's what like, I love all the other states so much more. Like, Vermont is like the best state ever. New Hampshire is where I grew up, so I love it. Rhode Island's just like beautiful with the oceans. Connecticut's just like cool. And then I think I'm missing one. Oh, Maine. Maine is just like so beautiful. And then like, oh, Massachusetts.
I can't even fathom Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Like, when I picture like a place that I would want to like retire to, like I like the mountains and the woods and all that. Like, I could totally see that. But the fact that you're putting Connecticut above Massachusetts, that's
the one that hurts. I love Connecticut like a weird amount, like more than like a normal New Englander does. So like, that's also a little skewed, is that I just like love Connecticut.
Where were you? Where do you say your grandparents lived?
They lived in Manchester, Connecticut.
What?
Do you have an issue with that?
No. Manchester's fine, but it's not like I'm expecting
you
to say
where my grandparents lived.
I was expecting you to say something like Mystic, you know, like on the ocean.
No, they lived in Manchester, and I spent a lot of time growing up in Manchester, and then also Windsor, Connecticut.
Windsor? I've only been once or twice, but it's nice.
Nice. But yeah, maybe someday, well, maybe this summer when I spend some more time in Massachusetts, maybe it will climb the ranks. I'm not opposed to my list changing. I have an open mind.
You seemed very, like, very against Massachusetts via the Post.
Well, you know, I have to be dramatic for the Post.
Good. Okay. That's fair. I respect that.
The next question you guys should do is, what's your favorite Western state? And see how many people say Oregon or Washington.
I've never been out west, so.
Well, you need to come visit me in Portland, and then you can, and I'll show you all the cool spots.
I would love to. Is Colorado west? Would you consider
it's
that?
It's mountain west. So it's not like west coast, obviously, but it's part of the mountain west. So that's like Colorado, like Utah, Arizona, all of that's like mountain west. And then like California, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, that's like west coast.
Yeah.
Montana might even be mountain west still.
The Dom and Josh community, there is a good amount from California too, weirdly.
Oh, interesting.
So you might get run over with people saying California
over
Oregon or Washington. You live in which one?
Oregon. I live in Portland, Oregon. I used to live in Seattle, Washington, but I moved in August.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
Now I'm living my best life in Portland. Not really. Portland's weird.
What's weird about it?
I don't know. It's just weird. I would say I like Massachusetts better than Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's a big hot take, but I would put Massachusetts above Portland, Oregon. But I would not put it above Seattle, Washington.
So this is just becoming a me getting to know you more.
I know, this is so fun.
You grew up in New Hampshire.
Yes.
When did you move to Washington?
2020. I graduated.
So you never lived in. Well, I thought you were. For some reason, I thought you were New Hampshire, Washington, came back for school to Vermont, and then went back out.
No, but when I was in college in Vermont, my parents moved to Seattle. So I would spend winter breaks for two years out there. So there would be times when I'd be posting I'm in Washington, and it would be December. And then I'd come back for school. But then in 2020, I graduated from grad school, and then the world had shut down, as we know. And so I didn't have anywhere to live or anything to do. So I said, okay, I'm just going to go live with my parents for a little bit. And then I was guess that means I'm moving to Seattle. Drove across the country, moved in with my parents, and then I just stayed in the Seattle area because I was it's cool here.
Oh, okay. So you liked it, obviously.
Yes, I love Seattle.
And then you moved to Portland, and it's worse than Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Are you planning on moving again?
Oh, that's a very good question, Josh. That changes every hour of every day. If you had asked me yesterday, the answer would have been, yes, I'm coming back to Boston ASAP. And if you asked me today, the answer is, no, I'll probably just stay in Portland another year.
And I hate to do this to you, but how are you going to say that you're coming back to Boston when Massachusetts is the worst New England state?
Well, that answer is twofold. The first one is that when I say Boston, that refers to all six New England states. That just means back to New England. I just say Boston. And then the second thing is maybe if I moved to Boston, I could learn why Massachusetts is so great, and then it could get higher up on my list. Because like I said, I have an open mind.
So are you you're very much live in the city type person?
No, absolutely not. I'm a suburbs girl. I live in the suburbs right now.
Okay.
And I would move to if I moved to quote Boston, it would be to the Boston suburbs.
Yeah. I think me and you have very different vernaculars. When you say
we just Seattle, have different definition of the word Boston.
Well, no, but when you said you lived in Seattle, Washington, did you live in Seattle?
Not Seattle proper. I lived in a town 20 minutes outside of it. But I'm not going to say, I lived in Issaquah, Washington. No one's going to know what that means.
No, but I think if I were to present that question, I would say I live 20 minutes away from or outside of Seattle. Or I live 20 minutes outside of Boston.
Oh, no, I just say the actual city because I just don't think I don't think to say that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's just
no. It's true. It's true, viewers. I did not live in Seattle proper ever.
Or Portland.
I don't live in Portland proper. I work technically in Portland, but on the outskirts of Portland. But my school's address is Portland.
Gotcha.
And no, I live in a town 20 minutes outside of Portland.
And this summer, you're driving across country again.
Yes, that's the plan.
To Boston to live with your sister?
No, so I'm going to live. I'm going to visit my parents for a month in New Hampshire because they live on the seacoast.
They moved out of Seattle.
They moved out of Seattle this past September. So they live on the East Coast again. So I'm the only one now who lives on the West Coast in my family.
I feel like we're this podcast is just Nelly Lore.
I know. Well, it's just crazy because there's so much to keep up with all the time.
So you're moving? No, you're not moving.
Maybe I am. Who knows?
Okay. So when you keep saying that you're driving to Boston this summer, you mean New Hampshire?
I mean Seacoast, New Hampshire.
Because
I'm not going to say the town my parents live in for their own privacy. I don't want Dom and Josh people to stalk them.
Yeah, that would.
Because I know that you guys, I'm going to suddenly have a lot of new fans after today's pod, and I just want to protect the privacy of my loved ones.
That's fair. That's.
I don't need any doxers. My kids tell me they're going to dox me every day. I'm like, no, you're not. And they pretend they're going to. I'm like, you don't know anything about me to dox me.
You'd be surprised.
Well, don't tell me that. I don't want to know what the 12-year-olds can do.
Oh, I don't know what 12-year-olds can do, but people can find some weird stuff.
But I will not let the Nelly and Josh podcast listeners dox me or stalk my parents. So, but yeah, no. So when I say I'm driving to Boston this summer, it means that I'm driving to New Hampshire, but planning on spending time in Boston.
Gotcha.
Because again, Boston means all of New England.
All of New England. Yeah. So we're running out of time here.
Okay.
But before we go, let me ask you, I'll ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
First of all, when did you start liking Postmo?
2017.
Well, how did that happen?
I technically discovered him in 2016. I technically discovered him in 2015, freshman year of college, because that's when White Iverson, I think, was a single and dropped or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stony must have come out later. But I didn't really listen to him too much sophomore year. But then junior year, when I was abroad, I happened upon Stony, the album, on Spotify. So this was fall of 2017. And it just like carried me home through the trimester. I was just like, this is so good. This guy's awesome. And like, I just like, I didn't have like the best study abroad experience. And so it was like super like nice to just listen to his music and like, it would cheer me up. And I'd be like, this is awesome. So fall of 2017 is when I found Stony. And then he released Beer Bongs and Bentleys in May of 2018, which was May of my junior year. And I was like already sold on him. And so then I was just like into him. And then he was picking up speed because that was his second studio album. And then it's just been ever since then. And it's, you know, it's all with whatever the phrase is, it's all history now or whatever. The rest was history.
The rest was history. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
It's all history now. What's your favorite album?
My favorite studio album of his is Stony, the original, like the first one.
Is that personal? Do you think that's his best? Like, or is it that personal connection that you had to it?
I think it's both. Like, I like the songs the best. Like, it has the majority of songs I like. And I think it sounds the best. And I like that, like, overall sound the most. My second favorite is 12 Karat Toothache, which is his fourth studio album. Mm-hmm. And I think that I like that one the second most because it sounds the most like Stony. Mm-hmm. And then Dom is going to not appreciate me saying this, but I have to say my least favorite of his albums is Hollywood's Bleeding, which I know is Dom's favorite album by him. And I can maybe get into that beef with Dom another time, but that one is my least favorite. I do not think it sounds good and I don't really like the songs on it.
So he's got five albums?
Yes. Because then he has Stony. I'll rank them. So number one is Stony. Number two is 12 Karat Toothache. Number three is Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Number four is Austin. And number five is Hollywood's Bleeding. Gotcha. And Josh, did you know? Hey, fun fact, everybody. I actually know Josh's favorite Post Malone song. It is, or I don't know if it's just your favorite off of Austin or if it's your total favorite, but I'm pretty sure you said once that Green Thumb is your favorite song.
Yes. I've only ever really listened to that album.
Oh, you need to listen to Stony.
Through and through. I don't know. I will. Was hesitant to listen to Post Malone because the content isn't normally something that I'm into.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But then I watched his, what was it, Tiny Desk concert.
I still have not seen his Tiny Desk concert. Well, I know.
That's what put me on. I was like, because whenever it's like sort of stripped back and like, I feel like you get to see more about like the artist and like their actual talent. I was like, oh, wow, this is really good. I should go listen to this album. And then I did. I know it's probably a weird favorite song, but I think it probably makes sense because, at least from what I've heard, it's different than most of his other songs.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You want to know how many times I've seen him live?
Sure, that's fun.
I've seen him live three times. Oh, the answer is three. But you can still guess if you want. Do you want to guess how many times I've met him?
You've met? I'll go once.
Unfortunately, it's still zero.
Oh.
I wish.
I feel like
I will
would have
cry
that,
yeah. and sob if the day I when I meet him. It's not an if, it's a when. When I meet him, I will cry and sob and never recover. Also, I hope everybody knows that if and when he dies from like alcohol poisoning, I will need to take a week off from work for like bereavement. It will be as if like a close friend died. And I will be unavailable. I will be not okay for at least a week. Although he has stopped drinking a lot lately because he does have a kid now. He is a father. Yeah, he has a fiance and a daughter. His daughter's like one or two. He's so private, people don't know anything about him. But like he talked about her at the latest concert I went to. But yeah, he actually has quit drinking for the most part. Like he still does, but like not as heavily as he used to because he's like trying to be healthier for his daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very sweet. He's a very sweet person.
He does.
But anyway, I could talk about him forever, so you're going to have to cut me off at some point. maybe we should end by like roasting Dom one more time, just to remind him that like we didn't forget that he isn't with us.
Yeah.
What's something you could roast him on as his like best friend in the world?
I mean, everybody knows he's got anger management issues on Xbox.
I did not know that. I believe it though.
He'll scream at a 12-year-old like no one else.
Really?
That's oh my god! Tea. Yeah.
That's tea.
Oh, I feel like that's general knowledge. If you know Dom, what? You know he's yelling at 12-year-olds. I mean, it's not a nightly occurrence, but it could be.
That's funny. Wow, I am so excited to hear Dom's reaction to all his dirty laundry being aired on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I got any.
Well, Dom, if you ever want to come back to the pod, you're going to have to let me know because we did rename it. So we'll see if you give the rights back to it. We'll let you know the next time we're going to record an episode.
Yeah, let's see if we can get him on for a guest to defend himself.
Dom, it would be so fun to have you as a guest star on the Nelly and Josh pod. I would love that.
I'm going to have to get the logo updated.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to make the post today or should I?
Oh, you can make it. That's fine.
For the Insta?
Yeah, I'll let you make it.
It's Meal Monday. I always do Meal Monday.
Oh, it's Meal Monday. You got to do
little,
it then.
A little peek behind the curtain.
You should not post Dom's.
Did he send?
Yeah, he sent. Oh, he did. You could prank him and not post his.
No. He's been through enough.
Okay, fine. We've dragged his name enough.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, Nelly. And
thank you for having me. This is so sweet. Yeah, of course. Anytime your best friend abandons you, I'm happy to step in. Happy to do it.
Do you want to do the outro too? Dom normally does the outro.
Oh, I don't really know what you do for the outro. Do you just say thanks?
I think so. I honestly tune out.
Okay. Well, thank you to the viewers and listeners of the Dom and Josh pod, which is actually today called the Nelly and Josh pod and probably forever will be called that because I don't know if Dom's ever coming back. I hope you guys all have beautiful days and that you do something nice for yourself and you eat your greens and you don't do illegal drugs. Love you. Bye.